Welcome to On Texas Football. Breaking news, KJ Lacy becomes the first commitment for the class of 2025. It's a little bit of a surprise because guess what? He's not from the state of Texas. He's actually from Saraland, Alabama. But Steve Sarkisian goes back to where he was an offensive coordinator and grabs his quarterback for the class of 2025 over Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee. They had all offered him. Jerry, tell us what you can tell us about KJ Lacy.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is going into the SEC country. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin, where he had visited this spring. All those schools were offering off after him and offered him. I mean, so think about that. I mean, if Texas isn't going into the SEC, I'm not sure this happens. Let's start with that. He's on a great Saraland team. They were 6A state champion. He plays with one of the fastest players in America, Ryan Williams, Alabama commitment, whose dad played at Auburn, by the way. I saw Ryan at a track meet over a year ago, and he was blazing fast as a freshman now. But this is a huge commitment, right? I mean, for Steve Sarkisian, because we've been talking about Texas recruiting in the Southeast region at every position except quarterback in the 24 cycle. Well, now they start the 25 cycle with one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And I'm here to tell you this. So I texted an SEC offensive coordinator, and I said, what are your thoughts on KJ Lacy? He just committed to Texas, and he didn't know. He said, damn, was his first response. And then he said, live ass arm, great, very athletic, getting stronger. He's a winner. Exclamation point. And this was a school that had offered him, and they love KJ Lacy. So Steve Sarkisian hits a home run to start 2025. There's no doubt. Bobby, I know you just watched his tape. What were your thoughts?
Oh, I thought he was terrific. I think he throws from different platforms. He throws from different arm angles. To be blunt, he has tremendous arm strength for such a young guy, and it's a quick release. I don't want to sit here and say it's a Bryce Young or Colt McCoy-like little release, but it kind of is. It's very interesting. It's more of that baseball player, like shortstop release almost, turning two. And it's very interesting, but he can certainly hit the deep ball. Very athletic and a very good arm strength in that regard. Jerry, I got to say this real quick for folks. 3,176 yards passing as a sophomore. 40 touchdowns passing, 4 touchdowns rushing, led Saraland to a double-digit win in the state championship game. Just a tremendous overall prospect. You see the RPM there, Jerry. This didn't just surprise us. It surprised the country. Alabama, Florida State, Ole Miss all had offered him. But Steve Sarkisian, he continues to have a way with quarterback recruiting, Jerry, that is just different than just about anybody else in the country, save maybe Lincoln Riley.
Maybe, but look, I mean, since Lincoln's been at USC, I'm not sure he's got Arch Manning and now KJ Lacy. I mean, Sark just put this one on the board after getting Arch in 2023. Obviously, Trey Owens in 2024, more of a local kid from Cy-Fair. But, I mean, you get Manning out of Louisiana and you get KJ Lacy out of Saraland, out of Mobile committed this early. I mean, that's kind of a shot across the bow now, isn't it, in recruiting? I mean, with Texas going to the SEC, this is a little pump, I think, a little shot in the arm. I think Texas needed right now, Bobby. I mean, 24 is a little quiet, but if you look at 25, DeCorian Moore is maybe the best receiver in the country out of Duncanville. He's on campus at the pool party with KJ Lacy right now. Taz Williams, the wide receiver from Red Oak, on campus right now at the pool party with KJ Lacy. It's loaded 2025 receivers in Texas. Most of those guys are in Austin right now when KJ Lacy commits. So Texas gets the ball rolling early in the 25 class with one of the very best quarterbacks in the country who is going to play at one of these premier programs, Bobby. You know how this goes with him and Ryan Williams. They're going to be on ESPN the next 2 years. They're going to have nationally televised high school games. This guy's going to get Texas a lot of publicity and recruiting in the 25 class.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I mean, he is strictly a thrower. I mean, you could. There are guys that are passers, that guys that are throwers. He can throw guys open. You can tell. Just, I mean, different arm angle right there, Jerry. He's got a lot of different value to his game. It's interesting. Texas had not offered an in-state 2025 quarterback, correct?
Now we know why.
good point. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about this. So. He was one of the guys that was on campus this weekend, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Texas had 25, 30, 40 plus kids on campus this weekend. One of the sophomores that was in town. There could be more of these coming. We don't know yet. We're still getting news. On Three's Hayes Fawcett broke the news that KJ Lacy committed to Texas in a tweet just less than an hour ago now. But KJ Lacy, a big pickup. Jerry, would you be surprised by another commitment coming in today or tomorrow for 25? I mean, this kind of took us a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, you can't rule it out because this is where you get a little FOMO and a little momentum. But each kid's like to have their own days, right? I mean, that's the main thing. I think what the staff will do is use this commitment to really get the ball rolling in 2025. Especially, you look at DeCorian Moore, the other schools after him, it's LSU, right? It's Alabama, it's Georgia. Look, now Steve Sarkisian has a quarterback that could have committed to those places, probably not Georgia, but Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, all the other SEC schools, Tennessee, and this kid picks Texas. So this is how you get the momentum going, that's for sure.
It's very interesting to me that Texas, and you mentioned this, would go to Alabama for a quarterback. We talked about needing to go to the Southeast for a defensive line and skill, some skill players, et cetera. I had not foresaw them going to the Southeast. Outside of Arch Manning, I guess he's from the Southeast. He's kind of an anomaly being from New Orleans. But, Texas, Sark having no problem going back and reaching into Alabama for this one. Is this a player that has the cachet, I guess you would say, that other guys in the Southeast might follow behind? I mean, is he a nationally ranked kind of guy?
Well, I think we'll need to find out a little more on this, but I'm betting this guy camped at Bama and had a relationship with Sark a little bit, right? I mean, when he's a younger player, I'm thinking there's a lot there that went into this one from a relationship standpoint, knowing the right people. In that recruitment, just from the being at Alabama, being down there. I mean, look, you look at the Texas staff. I mean, it probably wasn't just Sark. A.J. Milwee was an analyst there, right? Kyle Flood was on staff there. Jeff Banks was on staff there. So, I mean, almost half of Sark's offensive staff was on that staff at Alabama when he was hired at Texas. So, I think there's a lot that goes into this. And, look, Saraland's a place that, you go every year to recruit. They have really good players. They have a lot of good young kids coming up in that program, obviously, with Ryan Williams and Lacy leading the charge.
It's very interesting to me. You're seeing him throw people open.
And I mean, he looks tremendous on tape, Bobby. This guy, remember how we always say you didn't have to block a play for Bijan to make a first down last year? You don't have to have perfect pass protection for this guy because of his athletic ability. He can make off-schedule throws and plays.
Well, here's the interesting thing. I mean, it's just the quarterback room at Texas is becoming the model for or the envy of college football is essentially what's happening because not only is Quinn Ewers the starter, you have Malik Murphy who Sark is developing. I mean, it's very clear he's developing him and developing him well. Then you add a guy – like Arch Manning, who is the the ultimate prospect and add Trey Owens and then KJ Lacy. And I tell you what, Jerry, it's one of those things where every time I think that Sark doesn't have another rabbit up his sleeve, it seems like he comes out with one on the recruiting trail almost when we're least expecting it, right? I mean, I wouldn't say it's completely out of nowhere because we expected maybe something could happen this weekend. I don't think either of us expected him to grab a nationally ranked quarterback for 2025 coming into this weekend.
No, coming in this weekend, no. That was not expected to happen this quick, especially on the day these kids are on campus. So, yeah, I mean, look, for Texas fans that are watching this, you know, we're talking about on the Inside Texas, but this is a reason to really be excited about the future of Texas football. And for you guys who were around for the tough decade when quarterback play was hit or miss, more misses in recruiting, the Mac should have offered group of Andrew Luck, JT Barrett. Sark's offering the right guys, and he's keeping that quarterback room really, really sharp and has a great future. And I know, Bobby, I'll let you say it, but, you know, you have the right guy at Triggerman now at quarterback, and that takes you from 8 to 10. That wins you two or three games you wouldn't win otherwise.
You know, and going into the SEC simultaneous to this, I feel like, you know, it's more the same. You just reported earlier today on Reiner Swanson's official visit as well. He continues to give Texas high marks. We'll have more for that. Unless another person commits, I don't expect to do another video in the next 24 hours, but actually I'm doing one with Ian tomorrow morning. And then you and I are going to come back. We'll have more information on KJ Lacy by tomorrow night when we do a live stream on Sunday night at 7. Also, please check out InsideTexas.com for the latest news and notes from all of the kids visiting Texas this weekend. 3 months for $1 at InsideTexas.com or 1 year for just $49.99 at InsideTexas.com. That's for first-time introductory price subscriptions or subscribers only. Jerry, thanks for taking the time today. I know you're in the car, headed back from Austin already from a big weekend, but the Longhorns get a big one. Quarterback KJ Lacy, Sarah Land, Alabama state champion, commits to the University of Texas. Hook 'em, KJ.